Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Eddie Mixes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Hacker. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Warren Hacker. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Burdett. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Lou Burdett. And now, play ball. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton bunts towards third. Jackson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Jackson. Bruton moves to second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hacker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruton moves to third. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Braves. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett hits a pop-up in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Baumhold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Braves. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-1 in the game. Crow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mixus, who is chasing the ball. Crow reaches third base with a triple. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tanner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first, with Burdett covering, for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Crandall hits a line drive towards third. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burdett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-1 in the game. Mixes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0-for-1 in the game. Chiti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mixes moves to second. Bob Speak pinch hits for Warren Hacker. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Don Kizer now pitching. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-2 in the game. Logan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Crow strikes out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Baker. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Crandall hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burdett hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mixes strikes out. 2 outs. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan misplays the ball. That's an error on Logan. Jackson moves to second. Jim King pinch hits for Don Kaiser. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Jackson moves to third. Chee-Tee moves to second. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fondi hits a pop-up towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Tremel now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Mixes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-3 in the game. Logan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Logan reaches second base with a double. Aaron goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Braves. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Logan moves to third. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker misplays the ball. That's an error on Baker. Logan scores. Tanner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Braves. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Crandall hits a fly ball into center field. Mixa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 0-for-3 in the game. Burdett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tanner scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Braves. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews juggles the ball. That's an error on Matthews. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.